If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live. We like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the new vaccine studies. Well, they're not really new, but they're new to you because they've kind of been hid from you. And so we're going to talk about that regarding especially your flu shots. I know we've talked about, I know you're probably tired of hearing about this stuff, but this is real important stuff because for the first time, well, I don't want to give it away. For the first time, they actually did some statistical comparison. So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about what virologists are saying, and those are your virus experts. And also, we'll see, we might have to do an annual checkup, you know, to see how we're doing out there, if we're status ready for whatever may come. We'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I am lifting them up in prayer, and I hope you are too, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short, you know. And I'm praying for God's hand to be on this country, because we need God's help. So I have my devotional today, and let's see. Oh, my goodness. What day is it? Is it already the... it's the 3rd. Okay, I'm already ahead on the 4th. See, I'm ahead of myself here. All right, so here we go with the devotional, and it goes something like this. Every time something thwarts your plans or desires, use that as a reminder to communicate with me. This practice has several benefits. The first is obvious. You know, talking with me blesses you, strengthens our relationship. Another benefit is that disappointments, instead of dragging you down, are going to transform you into opportunities of good. So this transformation removes the sting from the difficult circumstances, making it possible to be joyful in the midst of adversity. Yeah, that's God for you. Making lemonade out of lemons, right? It goes on to say, begin by practicing this discipline in all the little disappointments of daily life. It's often these minor setbacks that draw you away from my presence. And when you reframe your setbacks as opportunities, then you find that you gain much more than you've lost. And it's only after this training that you can accept major losses as in a positive way. And it's possible to attain the perspective of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, I consider everything I once treasured to be insignificant and rubbish." Oh, yeah, it's all going to burn, right? Eventually. So we need to keep that perspective and what's important. And, you know, what's important is finding salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, what do we have? Well, this is upsetting. Since we're talking about vaccines tonight, Syrian children are dead after being injected with tainted measles vaccine. The international organizations are supposed to, you know, help children, but they have this immunization program, and they administered these vaccines through the World Health Organization. And the reports are that 36 kids died after they got vaccinated. The report is from the CRAS files, as 36 children died after they were injected with the measles vaccine under the UN-sponsored program. So officials have suspended the vaccine program as they investigate. They don't know if the vaccines had gone bad, if they were sabotaged, or what the deal is. But we have 36 kids that paid the price. So there you go. All right, moving along in the quack report. Here's a study on nurses, you know, whether their attire called scrubs transfers bacteria in the hospital, you know, especially the antibiotic resistant superbugs. So the U.S. Center for Disease Control did a study on antibiotic resistant superbugs that are transmitted easily within hospital environments, and they are often through nurses' clothing Big part of it was the patient bed rails. Oh, well, everybody's touching those. The researchers looked at 167 intensive care units and patients who were treated by 40 nurses in three separate 12-hour shifts. All the nurses involved in the study cared for just two or sometimes more patients per shift and used new scrubs for each shift. Researchers took cultures twice a day from the nurses' clothing and from patients and from the patient's room. And what they found is 22 or 18% of the transmissions are from the same strain of bacteria. Well, that circulates around. So let's see, 27% of the bacteria was from patient to the nurse, 6% were from the room to the nurse, and 10% was from the patient to the room. So after they were testing the bed rails, the beds, the supply carts, all this stuff, They said that a lot of it gets the strains get passed around by the nurses' scrubs, the clothing the nurses. So bacteria like staph, pneumococcal pneumonia, and so forth, which you know tend to be now more antibiotic resistant. So yeah, hospitals, germy. I still work in one. Well, intensive care too. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's a question. We're America. We're supposed to be in this great economic recovery. How come it's producing so many hungry Americans? According to this report, 49 million Americans are on national welfare, food stamps, government assistance. According to the National Blaze, this Obama economy, one in six Americans is going to bed hungry every night. Mm-hmm. So how can such a country as ours and such a great economic recovery have 49 million Americans and one in six of them hungry? 49 million Americans on assistance and one in six go to bed hungry every night. Well, I have it. One word, socialism. Yeah, redistributing the wealth. Sort of like, you know, I can't go into it. I don't want to get political. This is an herb show. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, Frank. Magical engineer Frank has a good question. He goes, how come everybody is so fat and yet they go to bed hungry? Not everybody's fat, but we do have obesity issues. But, you know, people are eating the wrong things. Not a lot of empty calories, and they just have metabolic X syndrome. And there's a lot of factors that go into that, Frank, and that's for another show, I think. All right, we're going to be talking about the vaccine studies and some of the common health problems. This is European studies. These aren't American. There's one American, but anyway, you're going to see what I mean in a minute. More information is really coming out on the residual effects of vaccines and not just the childhood vaccines, you know, the DPT and MMR stuff. You want to keep in mind, there's also that push, you know, we've talked about the push to make new requirements for adults to get regularly vaccinated with about a minimum of 13 vaccines, boosters, and whatever. However, research from Germany and New Zealand have showed some interesting findings, such as common health conditions are more prevalent in the vaccinated individuals than the non-vaccinated. So we're going to take a look at this new information and see how we can protect ourselves and, you know, prepare. Okay, so first, let's look at some U.S. statistics. The National Vaccine Information Center, as you know, has compiled a lot of detailed information and detailed studies around the world on health effects of vaccines. But in the U.S. alone, they say that vaccinated children are at risk of the following health problems. One in 45 develops autism. One in six has learning disabilities. One in nine has asthma. One in 10 has attention deficit disorder. One in 12 has depression or other behavioral disorders. And one in 400 develops diabetes, chronic inflammatory disorders, or immune system, skin, and brain inflammation and disorders. Wow. So according to Health Impact News, the CDC admits it's never conducted research on the health of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children. Well, why would they want to do that, right? Now, what are they afraid of? I can tell you, profits, losing them. However, other countries are actually doing these studies. They're checking. They're doing some really good studies. I mean, they're doing really good following the book guidelines on how you conduct good studies, but they're not happening in the U.S. All right, so let's talk about one of them. One of them is the German study. So the German KIGS health study, that's KIGGS, in their study, it assessed information that they collected from 2003 to 2006 on children and adolescents and they compared the health conditions of those who were and who were not vaccinated. So what they reported is that those who are vaccinated are at a greater risk of developing the following health conditions. Okay, diabetes by 0.20%, autism by 1.10%, thyroid by 1.70%, migraine headaches by 2.50%, epilepsy and seizure by 3.60%, scoliosis by 5.30%, autoimmune disorders by 7.00%, hyperactivity by 7.90%, hay fever by 10.70%, odious media, which are ear infections, by 11%, herpes by 12.80%, neurodermatitis, which is brain inflammation like encephalitis, 13.20%, sinusitis, 15%, asthma or chronic bronchitis, 18%, and allergies, 22.9%. So this was a large, long-term study, and they called it the Salzberger study, and it looked at children from 15,000 mothers, okay, from 1990 to 1996. And what they did is they followed them after they were given childhood vaccines like the DPT, which is the diphtheria, tetanus, and a whooping cough, and found the death rate of the vaccinated children was double compared to the unvaccinated children. So the death rate for those that were vaccinated was 10.5%, unvaccinated 4.7%. Here's a quote from Philip Inca. He's an MD over there. He says, in my medical career, I've treated vaccinated and unvaccinated children, and the unvaccinated children are far healthier than the vaccinated ones, end of quote. All right, that was the German study. So it makes sense because, you know, you've got an uptick in all those conditions since vaccines have been developed and put into use. All right, now let's look at the New Zealand study. Now, the New Zealand study was from 1992, but you haven't heard about it. And it showed that vaccinated children are more prone to chronic inflammatory type diseases and behavioral problems than the unvaccinated. Okay, so in the New Zealand study, the study involved 254 children, and 133 children were vaccinated, and 121 remain unvaccinated. Okay, so comparing those two groups, when it came to asthma, the vaccinated had 15% risk rate of asthma, unvaccinated 3%. The eczema and allergic inflammatory rashes that you can get, you know, they have all kinds of conditions for dermatitis now, but vaccinated kids, 32% risk, unvaccinated, 13%. Chronic ear infections, 20% for the vaccinated, 7% unvaccinated. Recurrent tonsillitis, 8% for the vaccinated, 2% for the unvaccinated. Shortness of breath, sudden infant death syndrome, 7% vaccinated, 2% unvaccinated, and hyperactivity, 8% if you're vaccinated and 1% if you're not. I don't know if you know this, but whatever they're putting in these vaccines now, kids aren't sleeping, okay? My oldest is in his 20s, but, you know, I had three kids, and my kids were sleeping through the night by 4 months old. 4 months. We've got toddlers, 2 and 3 years old. They get up every few hours. They're not sleeping. What's with that, right? All right. I want to look at the Hong Kong study. Now, this is an interesting study. Health Impact News reports that researchers in Hong Kong have looked at the differences between children of ages 6 to 15 vaccinated with influenza, the flu shot, and those that weren't vaccinated with the flu shot. So what they did is a placebo was used so that the test group did not know if it was getting a flu shot or not. And what researchers found was that it's really unethical to avoid doing these types of studies in order to protect the population. So the report showed that after showing the test subjects, after following the test subjects for 9 months, those being vaccinated with influenza suffered 5.5 times more respiratory infections than those that did not get the flu shot. And the report goes on to state that the influenza vaccine encourages people to contract similar types of respiratory diseases or different strains of influenza. So the report was published in the November 2016 Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal, and many physicians are advising parents to not give their children the flu shot due to this double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial in which the trivalent flu vaccine was used and the placebo was an injection of saline solution. So why is a saline placebo important? Well, other research trials use what are referred to as, quote, active placebos, which really means it's a syringe filled with substances or ingredients also used in the actual vaccine, but that detail is not listed in the report. So, you know, it skews the trial results in favor of the vaccines. See how that works? Yeah. All right, so let me read you a quote from Hong Kong, the study group. Yeah, their report was in the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal. They say, with regards to the effectiveness of the flu vaccine that gives influenza, so the influenza vaccine, they say there is no statistical significant differences in the risk of confirmed seasonal influenza infection between recipients of the trivalent influenza inactivated vaccine or the placebo. No difference, no benefits. In other words, you don't get any protection from the flu shot, right? But you do get damaged by it. Here's the other part of their research. Another conclusion from the study was that the flu vaccine may very well damage the natural immune system response mechanism to prevent illness. Number one, influenza vaccines provide no benefit, they said. Number two, influenza vaccines cause a significant increase in the number of respiratory illnesses. And number three, influenza vaccines and possibly other vaccines harm the innate cell-mediated immune response, resulting in an increase in infectious disease incidence. What Dr. Anthony Norris said back in 1976. He was right. Bless his soul. All right, but there is a silver lining. There is. An article in Live Science reported that patients, who are exposed to alternative treatments tend to skip the flu shot each year. Yeah, researchers at Pennsylvania State University published their review showing that children who are treated with alternative therapies have parents that do not seek the flu shot for their children. They also learned that more complementary physicians are not recommending flu shots and often other vaccines to their patients. So the researchers obtained much of their information from the National Health Survey that's conducted by the CDC, and they're trying to assess why people are not getting the flu vaccine. And what they are learning is that people are migrating to alternative therapies instead of getting the flu shot, and they're doing better. Their report states that the people that answered the surveys, about 8% of the children received herbal supplements, 7% chiropractic manipulation, 5% mind-body therapies like yoga, and 4% acupuncture. And they concluded that children who are exposed to these alternative therapies are more likely not to receive the flu shot than those who are not exposed to such treatments. So the study did not adequately compare the health of the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated, like the Hong Kong researchers. But what the CDC did conclude from their data was that medical doctors need to ask their patients if they engage in alternative therapies and to persuade them to receive the flu vaccine instead. So if you haven't, you know, been to the doctor's office lately, there's many personal questions not related to your health visit that patients are asked to answer before they're examined. So get ready for that, according to Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. That's what they're doing. Well, to me, it's obvious. You know, obviously more people are educating themselves on vaccine issues, and they're seeking safer, effective alternatives. However, the CDC's goal is to get a 90% influenza vaccine saturation rate each year. Fortunately, they have not met their goals. So if you have the right alternative tools, you can get over the flu in just 2 days. Yeah. I personally use herbal immune support and respiratory support herbs if I get the flu. I don't use aspirin or Tylenol products to reduce the fever because that will guarantee you have the flu for about 5 to 7 days. Most viruses will run their course, but it's important to support and not hinder the immune system. So lowering fever essentially shuts off the immune response. Fevers burn out infection. So the secret is to keep the fever wet. And you do that by drinking fluids, make sure there's no caffeine, which can dehydrate your body. And if you get achy and stuff, you know, take several soothing baths per day and get plenty of rest. Rest is really important if you want your healing to succeed. Most people just, you know, they go to work and cough all over everybody. But if you have actually several options on fighting the flu at Apothecary Herbs, they have some prevention stuff. But if you want to stock up just in case, they do have the cold and flu packs. They have a pandemic kit. They have a lung and congestion kit. They have the My Three Amigos and all-in-one prevention formulas. And they have a lot of other immune-boosting formulas you can buy just by themselves. And if you're not sure, you know, give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. You can drop them an email off the website, or if you don't do the website, it's support2. That's support number 2 at thepowerherbs.com if you have questions. A lot of you do, and that's fine. They also have an herb section for children, you know, with a lot of doctor mom approved formulas there, so you can check it out. And you can call and get prepared. That's what you do. And look for their money saving coupons also on their website. And also their free product catalog is on the way. I can't wait to see it. We did put a sample of it up on the homepage, so you can check it out. The cover's up there. And this year we have new formulas, new sizes. We even have an herb caddy. So if you want to organize all your nice little formulas, pick up one of those. An herb caddy is really cool to have. At thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, forget the flu shot. Get prepared. Just, you know, power up that immune system. Take care of yourself and, you know, don't burn the candle at both ends. That's, you know, the other thing you got to watch for. A lot of people overdo it. I know holiday season, it's kind of hard to say no, right? Get used to saying no. Tell them I don't have time. I have to take care of myself. Thepowerherbs.com. Yep. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can tell by the clock we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, talking about the language of virologists, we got to get with it. We got to be educated. We got to know. We'll be. Hey, Frank, is it time to go? I don't hear a bumper. Well, there it is. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Man, with the kindness that we give, I know we can make. I know that we can.
I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. We know we can. Yes, we can.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about the language of virologists, you know, because sometimes it may be difficult to understand sometimes what scientists are reporting on, especially when it comes to vaccines and viruses. And generally, the public understands the basic differences between live and dead viruses, right? But what happens in the lab after that? So do the scientists do any make pathogens? Do they create opportunities for new discovery of pathogens just because they can for notoriety or advancement? Well, are scientists tinkering with pathogenic materials for their own aggrandizement? And, you know, are they risking our health in the process? Wow, good questions. Let's take a look and see what's going on in the lab, what virologists are doing, and how this is going to affect us. First, we're going to talk about the principles of vaccines real quick. We were just talking about some of these new studies that came out in the first segment of the show. But according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, there are reports on file in their depository that explain some of what scientists are doing with pathogenic materials. So there is this theory called the principle of vaccination, in which science suggests that the immune system in animals and humans undergoes an immunological response to act in such a way against the pathogen in the vaccines that it would help prevent disease. Well, really, this is not based on any clinical proof, according to former chief virologist of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Morris. And Dr. Morris, over a 10-year period while he worked at the FDA, went over the clinical trial evidence and reported it didn't support what the scientific community was saying about the benefits of vaccines, especially about the influenza vaccines. And we're at this time now of the year where they push the flu shots, especially if you work in the medical area or healthcare areas. So the way vaccinations are supposed to work is in theory or hypothesis, which has really not been adequately proven by science. It's to prevent or reduce a pathogenic infection in clinical trials. That's what they're telling us that vaccines give you. But Dr. Morris did report that what he sees in all these clinical research trials was that the vaccines damaged the immune system. Now, we just heard that. Let me go back. We just heard that from the Hong Kong study, correct? Yep, the Hong Kong study in which, the German study, pardon me, in which the influenza vaccines harm the innate cell-mediated immune response. No, that was the Hong Kong study, pardon me again. So Morris was right. He was so right about that. And so he says it damages the immune system, and it can damage, he says, the central nervous system. And that's why you get a lot of people with Guillain-Barré syndrome and autism, things like that. So it would appear that folks in charge of vaccines have produced some really highly sophisticated propaganda to help fool even the most brilliant in medical communities, you know. All right, so is there a difference between a live or a dead virus? Well, science states the basics of creating a vaccine is to take a live virus, kill it, and inject it into the lab animal. This is called an inactivated vaccine. And science also takes live viruses that are considered to not cause serious disease and also infect lab animals with it. That is known as a live vaccine. And science does not leave matters there, though. They take live viruses with desirable properties, and then they clone them. And this is called a cloned live vaccine. Scientists also genetically engineer vaccines when they take a part of the genetic material from a live virus and insert it into a different virus and produce a recombinant vaccine. So the four strains of influenza vaccines that we see from 2015 to this year, you're going to see a lot of recombinant vaccine in the flu area. However, people are really not told they're getting a genetically modified flu shot. You know, I mean, how many people are listening to their doctor and they're getting a flu shot, and they may go to the store and buy, you know, organic produce and beef, don't like genetically modified, but they just got a genetically modified flu shot, right? So when you're considering vaccines, there are So the inactivated viruses are made from, you know, things, you know, viruses that they grow on eggs, and then they treat them with inactivated agents, usually beta propylactone. Formalin also is one of the things they treat it with, and it's really a formaldehyde substance, and they use that, they say, to preserve the biological specimen. So the beta propylactone is a compound from the lactone family or ester family, and it's been known to cause cancer in lab animals. An adjuvant is also added to make the inactivated virus immunogenic, in other words, to force an antibody response from your immune system. And we're told that the inactivated virus cannot replicate or spread. And live virus vaccines are supposedly heat sensitive, and transporting and storage of them is more expensive. And also, you know, they pass their expiration date. They're no good at all. All right, let's look at recombatants. I mean, they're more dangerous is what I mean by that. It's expiration is gone. They're more dangerous than ever. Well, let's look at the recombatant vaccines. They're really GM vaccines. They use protein antigens from bacterias. And some pathogenic organisms have been purified, they say, by science. So a pure protein-based bacterial organism in your vaccines produced, they produce an abnormal response from an immune system in humans. The design is based on a conceptual theory of how the human immune system functions, because virologists will tell you, if they're honest, we still don't know exactly how the immune system works. We're guessing. So science does not know how the immune system functions in its entirety, and therefore they are guessing. And science thinks that the immune system is going to react to the recombatant vaccine by targeting protein antigens called epitopes. That's what they think. They're hoping. Now, you got to remember, a recombatant vaccine is man-made. It's a mutation. It's a genetically modified agent. It's transforming one species of a pathogen into another, and it is sometimes called a protein biochemistry agent because they make one species, a host from one species in an organism, and they turn it into another species that is not naturally found and has fragmented genes. God, who thinks of this stuff, right? All right. So what science creates is a freak pathogenic protein, and it adds adjuvants to hyperstimulate your immune system response to it. Scientists are trying to use these freak proteins to target specific immune system responses. In other words, to override the natural ability of the immune system to react and thereby disable its normal function. So you talk about sabotaging your immune system. Your personal, God-given, inborn defenses sabotaged. That's what this is. Sabotaged with a smile, saying it'll help you instead of that it will hurt you. So scientists are trying to use these and override the immune system's natural ability. This could be why there are numerous cases of autoimmune disease and all those diseases we mentioned in the first part of the show. However, science also states that recombatant vaccines are supposed to protect you against toxins that are released by pathogens rather than protect you against the infection or the virus or bacteria itself. So the vaccines don't protect you from the flu influenza virus, but from the byproducts it produces, apparently. So according to BioVentures of Global Health, the following vaccines are recombatant vaccines on the market in use: the cholera vaccine, the diphtheria vaccine, the hepatitis B vaccine, and the tetanus vaccine. And according to vaccines.gov, the recombatant vaccines in development are for HIV, rabies, and measles. All right, so we're going to have a new generation of vaccines here shortly. The new generation are the ones that science is tinkering with right now by adding genetically modified proteins and adjuvants. Not all virologists are in agreement with this, that by overstimulating the immune system and by using genetically modified pathogens and freak bacteria proteins is not a good idea. And there's concern that these vaccines will encourage more autoimmune dysfunction, neurological dysfunction, and disease and internal medicine diseases, as well as even death. So here is a quote. It's from the review, Vaccination and Autoimmune Disease. It says, the association between infection and autoimmune disease has, however, stimulated a debate as to whether such diseases might also be triggered by vaccine. A debate, huh? All right, Dr. Thomas Cowan, Weston A. Price Foundation, says a study called the J.B. and S.M. McKinley study showed that diseases such as tuberculosis, diphtheria, smallpox, and other childhood illnesses were declining by as much as 90% prior to the introduction of vaccines. Yeah. So there, you know, the human immune system was pretty robust, and it was eliminating those deadly pathogens, but now we got a whole slew of freak protein GM mutant stuff to worry about. Okay, so the delivery of a vaccine is possible by drinking water. Some people don't realize that, but we're told that it's not as strong as through eye drops, aerosols, or injections. All right, so Dr. Thomas Cowan, I like this guy, he explained that vaccines will change the way the immune system works. He states, with repeated vaccinations, the immune system loses its ability to properly work, and statistically, we have poorer health, and the longer that we live. So Dr. Cowan explains that the immune system has two actions. One is called the cell-mediated action, which, of course, the Hong Kong study mentioned. And so one is called the cell-mediated action, and the other is called the humoral action. So he says the cell-mediated action detects viruses and other pathogens. Then it manufactures, it gets the white blood cells going to make an antibody to eradicate the infection and clear away any debris or byproducts by the pathogen. So by the time all this is going on, then you start to feel those sick symptoms, you know, chills, fever, cough, mucus. That's when the immune system has already started to engage an antibody. Now, the humoral action is responsible, he says, for coding the antibody and remembering it for future reference. So it also helps make an association similar to other pathogens so that your adaptive immune system cells can utilize it to make new antibodies for similar strains. So your immune system, very sophisticated. So your vaccines want to disable all this, right? So vaccines suppress, delete, exhaust the cell-mediated action, disable it, and its ability to fight an infection. And for this reason, Dr. Cowan says people become ill with epidemic conditions like allergies, eczema, asthma, diabetes, food allergies like peanuts, autoimmune diseases, Crohn's disease, MS, thyroid diseases, and a whole slew of others. So, and here's the thing that's really important. The rotavirus and the pneumococcal vaccines have an added adjuvant of peanut oil, but it's not listed on the ingredient list. And how many people have allergies to peanuts now? EpiPens are going in everybody's backpack. So, and get this now, some people have allergies to eggs, and they sometimes culture these viruses, these pathogens, on eggs. And now the new thing is, let's grow pathogens on tobacco leaves. Okay, now here's a thought. So you're out, someone's smoking a cigarette. What you gonna, and you had a vaccine that was grown on tobacco leaves. Are you going to have an anaphylactic shock response to smelling secondhand smoke? I'm just asking the question. So either science is pretty ignorant of how the immune system actually functions, or it's very, very aware of how it's function, and its aim is to destroy it and cause an endless supply of sick people. Let's just think about this a minute. Let it sink in. What do you think? They're either ignorant as can be and putting everybody at risk, and we're all the biggest guinea pigs ever, or it's deliberate. Well, Dr. Morris says it's deliberate, or he said it was deliberate, because, you know, he blew the whistle and got fired. If only 5 to 20% of adverse drug reactions and hospital errors were reported, well, then it's not outside our common sense to believe that the harm caused by vaccines is underreported, purposely hidden, and viciously defended. Yeah. All right, so you want to power up an immune system. Apparently, you know, if you've had vaccines, your immune system needs a little help, needs some super nutrition. And God said herbs are here for the service of man, so let's tap into those that feed the immune system support. Astragalus root, echinacea, garlic. I mean, we got these herbs. Let's use them, right? So go to thepowerherbs.com. They are the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. If you want to detox from pathogens like vaccines, from vaccines and from pharmaceutical residues, you can do that. You have that power right now. Learn how you can. And if you got the right tools, it's not that hard. Thepowerherbs.com, not that expensive either, really. A detox program probably costs you less money than having a physical at your doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Go to thepowerherbs.com, check it out. If you do not have access to the web, call for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, new catalog's coming. We do have a catalog in stock that we can send, but the updated pricing is on the website. New catalog's not here yet, but I'm excited. It's going to be here probably in maybe 7-10 days. It's bright. It's colorful. It's informative. We've got new sizes in the product formulas. We got a few new things. I think you'll like it. We're excited. Yes, it will be up on the website as a download probably within 2 weeks. We're working on that as well. So, and our apologies on one product seems to be not working right in the shopping cart. It's the bowel cleanser. So bear with us as we get our IT to fix that. We're not really sure what's up with that. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out. Sign up for the newsletters. They're free. Go to the newsletters tab and sign up for the Health Quest, which goes out on Friday. So if you want that to go to you tomorrow, sign up. It's free. You go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up. It's delivered by email. And, of course, the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays. So you can sign up for that as well. Also free. Well, I only have a few minutes, so we'll have to do our annual checkup topic next time, but we can touch on some thyroid health in the next few minutes that we have left. A lot of thyroid problems, and of course, as we know from the Hong Kong and the New Zealand and the German study, they are suggesting that vaccines are causing a lot of these internal medicine disorders, and I tend to agree. So a lot of people have thyroid issues, and I like to use a combination of herbs for that. You know, it seems to balance thyroid, soothe the gland, and it feeds it its natural food. And one of the natural foods that the thyroid has to have is iodine, but it has to be natural iodine. Synthetic iodine doesn't work so well. So if you can get some real straight-up iodine, and you're going to find iodine in food sources like seaweed, sun-dried Celtic salt, and, of course, black walnut. Black walnut's going to be your highest concentration, and a lot of people with thyroid disorders out there definitely need that. So without natural iodine, you actually rob your thyroid of being able to synthesize the hormones that it uses, and this lowers your thyroid activity, and your energy production also is sacrificed, because this is known as hypothyroidism. So the result of low iodine creates fatigue, weight gain, and enlargement of the thyroid gland, also called a goiter. So an iodine deficiency test may help you figure out if that's what you have, but an iodine deficiency may also contribute to fibrocystic breast conditions. And a lot of people go to these iodine supplements and sometimes they can reverse those conditions. But, you know, choose wisely on the supplements, because it is difficult to overdose on natural iodine. However, some have developed iodine goiter in large thyroid glands when they take synthetic iodine supplements. This is real important. You want a whole food iodine if you're going to use a supplement. Do not use synthetic. Synthetic doesn't have the minerals and the uptake alkaloids, so the body can use the iodine appropriately. So a lot of guessing goes into those type of drugs, and that's what it is. It's a drug. So when you use a whole food like black walnut, the chemistry's perfect. Guess who created it? God did. See there? Of course, you can find straight-up whole food black walnut liquid at thepowerherbs.com. Now, I like to use mullein with that to soothe the thyroid gland, and Siberian ginseng for a little bit of stamina. So those three together seem to do the trick. Bam. In just a few days. Just a few days. So you got some biological benefits from God's good herbs, because he told us herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Yeah. So, you know, seek the truth, because it's going to set you free. May mean that you're not sinless, but it means you're not blameless. So that's what it is. Be blameless out there and do all you can to protect that temple of the Holy Spirit and look after it and perk up that thyroid, and you'll do well. Also, be aware some antibiotics sabotage your thyroid. That's right. The broad-spectrum antibiotics, they have lots of names, neomycin, streptomycin. They do a lot of damage to the thyroid gland. They initially suppress the natural immune system response as well, but they do strip the body of vital nutrition that is helpful for the thyroid. So you want to, you know, your vitamin K, iron, natural Bs, potassium, that kind of thing. So long-term use of antibiotics cause also blood pressure and heart problems, bone problems, muscular weakness, nervous system problems. So watch the long-term, especially if you've got things like sinusitis. People on those drugs for a long time get way out of balance. They start a whole thing, a cascade of problems. So do your homework. Do not use long-term antibiotics if you can absolutely help it. And if you're looking for a sinus formula, look for the Echinacea Deluxe at thepowerherbs.com. It will be the bomb, and you can just skip. I'm out of time. The information presented tends to diagnose, treat, and disease, seek medical advice, and dare from a licensed medical physician, any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.